Aaron Lee, Executive Director of Interval House, joining us here. Apologies for my voice, the way it is right now, Aaron, but thank you so much for doing this on such short notice.
Oh, you're very welcome.
I'll get your reaction first off to the news that we received today from Corrections Canada that Basil Brodsky has died, apparently of natural causes in prison. Of course, he was convicted in three cases of murder, the femicide of three women in the Ottawa Valley. That, of course, sparked the inquest into ending intimate partner violence in Ontario, at which you testified. So we'll start with that reaction.
I think it's a very difficult and strange topic to be responding to because we've worked so diligently to pay very little notice to the offender during the inquest and since the inquest. So we don't want to, I don't want to be overly engaged around his death. I think my reaction was, wow, it is my hope, my sincere hope that this can bring peace to many families who are still healing from the infliction of horrid violence and the harm that he caused to many, specifically in the deaths and femicides of Carol, Natalie, and Anastasia. And it is my sincere hope that peace can find folks, and also recognize that it can trigger folks, and that it's important that people are aware of the supports they can access, their local shelters, the sexual assault support center, and various supports in community to talk about how people are feeling today.
Now, he was 66 years old, and he was never going to see the light of day again. But what this really means is it just sort of puts that exclamation point on the fact that he cannot reoffend. You talk about that sense of comfort. Is that part of it?
I think for sure there is a sense of there is no way that there can be any threats or any other implications of violence as a result of him directly. I think that what it also speaks to, interestingly enough, is that here we are in MyFM, and MyFM is committed to making sure that once a week we talk about a recommendation so that we can keep the recommendations moving. We are maybe at, I think, maybe 60. We still have some to go, and we will continue to move the recommendations forward, regardless of if he's alive in prison or if he's been taken as a result of his death. So I think it's important to still stay focused on healing and recovering and the peace that can come for many who he hurt, who have been living with, and the families that have been enduring such pain, and hopefully we'll find some peace in this.
The reaction to news of this sort when you're involved in it is a very personal thing. You cannot, prescribe how someone is going to feel when news of this caliber does, come out. So, like, people can feel extreme emotions. They can feel joy. They can feel pain. They can feel sorrow. They can feel peace. There's so many different things. It's different for each person, isn't it?
It is absolutely different, and I think that it is important for people to embrace whatever the emotions that are that they have and know that they can seek support around that. I don't think that there is any reason for anybody to feel guilt about this loss. I think that, justice has been served in so many ways, and we want to just focus on honoring the lives of those who have been taken and who were hurt, and let's move the recommendations forward so that we can avoid more news and more information about the unfortunate epidemic of violence happening across our province and our country.
Yes, and we will do our part to honor their memories every Thursday here, as you said, until we have completed. We are at number 63. We will be talking about number 64 Thursday morning. Aaron Lee, thank you so much for jumping on and doing this. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.